and welcome back to Atomic Geekdom. My name is Dave, and yes, I said welcome back because it has been months, maybe years, since we've done this. Not really years, but it feels like it. It could be. We did one recently, and we promised to be back with more. We lied to you. Ha ha! The joke is on you, listener. Please don't leave. My name is Dave. I am one of many hosts of this podcast. Three faces you see on your screen right now are your main hosts of this podcast. We have others that work with us and help us out, and we'll slowly reintroduce you to them as we go along. Tom is one of our wrestling correspondents that works with Kyle and myself, and he'll occasionally pop in when we do a wrestling show or a show about something he watches, which who knows anymore with that guy. He just works and drinks. And then there's Patrick, who currently lives and is married to Jenny. He does a lot of our video editing and photography and videography and things like that. And sometimes he gets drunk with us on our office parties, and we talk about how our sports teams are better than his and vice versa. And then a myriad of other characters and things that'll pop in from now and again. And we do interviews. We visit conventions. And we talk about all things in the geek realm. I'm giving a brief introduction because a lot of you might be new to this, us, and we hope you are, and we hope you stay and hang out with us. You have a wide choice in geek podcasts these days. You did when we started. There's even more now that TikTok is a thing. It seems like everybody with a microphone and a camera is doing this thing. And we have a backlog of, I don't know how many episodes, but a lot. So we've been doing this for a while, and we're proud to be back and happy to be back. And mental health is important, kids. Make sure you take care of yourselves. That's all I'm going to say about that. But today, let's just dive into things. Kyle, since you're the first one on my screen, I'm going to start there. How you been, and what's new in your geek world other than your entire wall and myriad of action figures you've gotten since the last time we spoke?
The first major thing is I'll say it right now. I started another podcast in the geek realm.
Son of a bitch.
It is called Lanterns TV Talk. It is an offshoot of what Legends TV Talk used to be, the other podcast that I used to do. It's myself and my friend Will, who did Legends with me as well, and we are patiently waiting the release of Lanterns, the HBO Max show that is coming, from what I hear, it's either late this year or for sure next year. But right now we are just going through a ton of different Green Lantern media, TV, movies, comic books, to get us hyped for that. Other than that, since we all were together and talked, I went to MagicCon in Chicago for the first time. That was an amazing time. I saw a bunch of cool panels, and I met a bunch of my favorite magic creators there too. So that was a fun time. I hope to go back to the Chicago one. Right now, as we're filming, they're in Las Vegas, and I feel the FOMO, but I'm also going to feel the FOMO for San Diego coming up. But hey, I got to do it last year. That was the highlight of my whole entire year. Got to meet Jenny in person for the first time, and met a bunch of cool people that I still talk to today. So there's that.
Yeah, over the years, let me introduce Kyle in my way. Kyle started off as a listener of our podcast, and then just discovered he lives 15 minutes away from me. Met him at a comic book store one day, met him in line to go see Star Wars Force Awakens. I had a earlier pass than he did, so he was waiting in line to get in, and I was going to see the earlier show.
I waited in line from 7 a.m. till the movie, till about 10. And how do you, yeah, how this, do you... was bef- this was bef- and in winter, by the way. And there was no assigned seating for our theater chain back in 2015. Then they started to do it like a month later. But yeah, that was a cool experience. I say cool. But it was a fun experience just to hang out for a Star Wars movie that we didn't think would get made.
Right. It was fun. I figured I'll go all out in Star Wars. They can't be as bad as the prequels, but anyway. So then Kyle joined the podcast eventually and started going to conventions with us and just started discovering his love for wrestling. And also, and like me, burning money on action figures. It started with Funko Pops. That addiction has then crossed over into action figures slowly. I remember my first one that I got back into action figure collecting as a Finn Balor action figure back in the day. And then I'm like, oh, AJ Styles, cool, I'll grab that one. Oh, there's a cool two-pack with Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano. I'll grab that.
Star Wars Black Series for that. Because I stopped collecting Star Wars figures, definitely after Revenge of the Sith. But I'll then Black Series, 6-inch, so much better.
Toys R Us, midnight release for the Black Series for Force Awakens. I'm like, all right, I'll check that out. Maybe I'll record it for the podcast. I didn't do any recording. Went in, got stupid figures that didn't matter for characters that were in the show, for in the movie for like a minute in the background. Mm-hmm. Just a waste of money.
That's the same. It was the same for The Last Jedi. Had the midnight release for it for Toys R Us. Get in there and they're all gone. And it's like, well, I just wasted my whole entire night. Thanks.
I came here for something. All right, I guess I'll buy this Barbie doll.
Yeah.
So that's his main interest there. What are your, real quickly, and then we'll jump to Jenny, your top three things you're geeking on right now?
God. Boy.
I've got a note to come Magic, prepared for my unpreparedness.
I know, but there's a lot. Magic the Gathering, I've been a ton in.
Yeah, he's hardcore into that. Like, he stole my cards.
Yep, I did. Borderlands 3, I'm playing through with my friends right now. And
should I just consider those your cards now? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
they're intermixed in your deck anyway. You wouldn't know what
maybe, they're intermixed in my collection. I do not know which is which anymore.
Fine. That's fine. Go ahead. Borderlands, you were saying?
Borderlands 3, yeah, because Borderlands 4 is coming out, so looking forward to that. And it's a $70 game, not an $80 game. Thank you, Randy Pitchford. And the last thing this, as a male, this may be weird, but I'm reading the A Court of Thorn and Roses series. I did read the Fourth Wing series. I actually got all three books, so I've been reading those. They're high fantasy.
This just female Kyle can read.
Yeah, I'm on book three of the series, but I'm gonna take a break from that series after this one and get in. Hopefully, finish Jurassic Park because I'm halfway through that. Then I've got Lost World, 2001, 2010. I think that's 3000. And then I've got I'm never gonna read. I read the audiobook or I listened to the audiobook and I was just bored with it the whole time. That's Dune.
Oh, Dune.
Dune. And then I got Patrick Stewart's book, Carrie Fisher's. And then I have a D&D book that my friend got me for my birthday. It's got like three books in it together. So I'm going to read that.
I am backlogged on autobiographies right now. I want to read the Matthew Perry one that came out before he died. And there's a ton more. I want to read Soraya Page's book. I think there's another wrestling book I want to read too. But anyway, yeah.
Becky Lynch. I want to read.
What's that?
Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch's, yep.
Yeah. How could you forget that one?
I think it's because I started it already. I've got like seven books I've like a chapter into because another book comes out that I want to start. Like, I mean, it's just like video games, just everything else. Like, you'll start it and then they'll go back to it like a month later.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. All right. Well, thank you, Kyle. We'll come back to you later. But for right now, she's been quiet almost the entire time, just waiting in the wings. The co-owner of Atomic Geekdom, mostly the owner, I'd say at this point. I'm just going to call her the owner. I've given her the keys to the castle. It's Jenny.
Hi. It's good to be back.
Jenny reports to us live from the west side of the country, so she gets to see all the cool red carpet stuff. If you go to our YouTube channel, you can see all kinds of red carpet stuff we have there. San Diego, LA Comic-Con, the Queen Mary stuff she does pretty much every year. I think maybe we missed one, but every other year we've gotten been awesome. We've gotten some cool access because of some cool people there that she knows and she's got to meet along the way. She's gotten us into some cool haunted houses in our area, at least one of them, that Kyle got to go through, which was pretty dope. And yeah, so if in my the experience with Jenny, how she found us before we started the podcast, I was looking for more hosts or more people that are interested in doing this. And I was actually looking for somebody that was going to Comic-Con that might be able to be our like remote reporter that you see like on the Daily Show and news broadcasts and stuff like that, because none of us were going to go. We were broke and all the way here in the middle of the country. So we weren't going to be able to make it. And she goes, she replied to a tweet and said, I go all the time and she'd be happy to. And the coverage was awesome. So we invited her to stay. And it's been a perfect fit ever since. We've since gotten to meet her in person, gotten to sleep on her couch, hang out with her dogs, go get some beer. And I've been to a live show that her husband is in a band for, which is awesome. I was on Halloween. I was in Los Angeles on Halloween. I think that's a pretty cool check mark on my bucket list of things to do. We actually saw a zombie in the middle of the road. I don't know if Jenny remembers that.
Sorry about that.
it was a cool night, cool weekend. We got to stuff out all kinds of cool stuff in on that weekend for only like 2 days. It was a lot of fun. And I know Kyle's been hung out with Jenny in San Diego. And then friends of ours, they do, I don't know if they still do them anymore. I don't think they do, but Matt from the Two Broke Geeks podcast has hung out with Jenny in LA, I believe. And then Justin, of course. Justin lived in LA, and so he was very familiar with Jenny and Patrick. So, so that's Jenny's story of how she became our beloved owner and overlord of the podcast and websites.
Do you remember the first podcast I was on?
I don't. It was so long ago. Like what?
It was the ending of True Blood.
Okay.
So I came and talked about all things True Blood because I used to do quite a bit of interesting stuff on socials for the show. That's and right. The books. Yeah. So I got to talk a lot about the ridiculousness of that show. It was a fun one. Definitely. And I've got San Diego lined up again this year. I was going to miss it just because between work and travel, it's a very, very busy year, but I decided I'm going to go. So try to get some stuff up on that.
Gotcha. I'm doing the wrong thing. Okay. I need you pinned. There we go. I'm cycling through camera angles. There we go. Because it keeps going to the person that's talking and Kyle's fan. He keeps picking it up and taking in to be the... But you're good. Don't change anything, Kyle. You're fine. Keep your fan on. Don't die of exhaustion. It's currently a very, very high temperature here. While I'm wearing a hoodie and a hat, because that's just how I have to roll. Otherwise, I won't feel comfortable in my own skin. Anyway, Jenny, what are the things that you enjoy that you imbue into your geek digestive system on a regular basis? I mean, I can answer this question very easily, but I would rather hear it from you.
Well, right now, I'm just trying to keep caught up on books. I'm super geeking out on Stephen Graham Jones books. I still need to read The Buffalo Hunter, which Matt did a great review on, if you check out our website. But yeah, I like, it's a cool new take on horror. He is today's best horror writer, in my honest opinion. So been really geeking out on that. Christopher Golden has a new book out, plus he's got more coming out. So very excited for those. Sarah's reviews of his past books too. All Hallows was his Halloween book from last year. If you want a really creepy Halloween themed book, I highly recommend picking up that one. But yeah, just trying to find time to read. And one reason I'm not reading a lot is because I'm watching too much TV and movies. So trying to keep up. Still not the biggest fan of going to the theater. I went to the last movie, I went last night and saw 28 Years Later. And that's probably the first movie I've seen since Nosferatu, which before that, I think was the first movie I saw before, like, I think I think I see them about once every 6 months. So, but thank God for digital streaming. We just watched Sinners, which that goes on my top 10 favorite horror vampire movies. Fabulous movie.
There are vampires in that Gordon's movie? It's
amazing.
I'm watching Sinners tonight, so.
Nice. Spoilers, there's vampires in this movie?
It's awesome. You'll love it. Really, really stoked on 28 Years Later. I walked out of the theater last night just going, Danny Boyle.
Remind me quickly, because I don't remember the second of those movies. Is what's his name character still alive in all three of them, or in the first and second one?
So Killian Murphy?
Yeah, Killian Murphy.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody knows.
Gotcha. Okay.
I will say the director.
Right. The ending now of the first movie. Okay. All right. Okay.
The director, he said that he's a part of the second and third film for the 28 Years Later.
Yeah. So if you're not up to speed, this new one, the 28 Years Later, is going to be three movies.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yep. So there'll be two more. What's also super rad is he's always like so innovative on using everyday equipment to film his movies. This entire movie was filmed on an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks great.
I mean, Danny Boyle.
He also had a lot of rigs and lenses and stuff.
The rig is something that, because I also am part of a filmmaking production company here.
Humble brag.
Humble brag. We did an interview with my production company here on the podcast. So that episode's out. But that is something that, like, for whenever I decide to make a movie, I want to do it shot on an iPhone because it's an everyday, it's in your pocket. You could do everything on there.
I always feel like I could do that with my DSLR. Like, one day I'm going to make a short film on my DSLR. Like, everything looks so good on it. Like, it's so cool how easy it is to make a movie and cut and edit it if you have the time and patience.
Well, that's the thing. It's a tool, you know? So if you can figure out clever ways of enhancing that tool, then, and Boyle has done it. The first movie, one of the reasons why it looks so cool is the graininess and kind of the dirtiness and the even the editing, the cuts and such that they do. Just great. And I remember when 28 Weeks came out, I wasn't as excited.
Right, me too.
Didn't have the original cast. I think it came out a little too close to the first one and people were expecting more.
It felt like a cash grab instead of just a natural sequel.
But with that said, rewatched it recently and it holds up. I mean, it's a little higher budget. I don't believe Danny Boyle directed it, so it has a different director. So it does have a different feel, but the storyline helps create that universe. So I don't hate it. It's definitely on the lower end of it, but of my which ones are the best, but still worth to watch.
Yeah, I just looked it up because that's what we do here. We do live fact checking if we can. Danny Boyle's not involved in writing or directing.
Yeah, this has what's his name too? Alex Garland.
Alex Garland. Garland? Garland? Whatever.
Garland. Yeah, you're right. But the storyline is perfect.
Sorry, this cast of 28 Weeks Later and where they are now. This is the sequel to 28 Days Later, which was a huge hit. It was like considered an indie horror movie, wasn't it, at the time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I worked at Blockbuster. Let's age myself a little bit. So there was Robert Carlyle, Rose Byrne, Jeremy Renner. That's an inside joke for our podcast listeners. Jeremy Renner. Justin Renner. Excuse me. Yes, I always forget Justin. Harold Perrineau, for those that don't know, he's in Lost and with the Matrix movies. And then more recently, he's got a new show. What's it called, Kyle?
From?
Yep. Thank you.
So good.
It is. I need to go back.
Watch it because I'm not paying for another subscription.
Kyle, hit me up later. I can hook you up.
Okay.
I'm not paying for one either.
I need that because I haven't seen season 3 yet.
That's where I am right now, too, the beginning of season 3. Imogen Potts and Idris Elba. was in 28 Weeks Later. You forget he was in it 28 Weeks Later because I completely did. But yes, if you're not too worn out from the zombie genre, which I a little bit am, but I am excited to see this movie because I love Danny Boyle. And yeah, I'm excited. Cool. I'm glad to go. Yeah, it's getting good reviews all over the place. It's so Sinners. So I'm excited to watch that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm seeing 28. Yeah, I'm seeing 28 Years Later on Tuesday. So I'm excited. As soon as my friend was like, it's getting really good reviews, I'm like, I got to now.
This isn't a spoiler, but kind of an overall type review is I'm actually surprised on the reviews because it's, I have a feeling, this is my personal opinion, that theater audiences now, they want things and they want things fast. They want the John Wicks. They want, you know, Fast and the Furious. And this is not that kind of horror movie. It's a bit of a slow burn, but the story is so smart. I mean, it's terrifying, super heartfelt, sad, and skin crawling. Like, it's got like scenes I was like, oh, but it's so well rounded that highly recommend it. But just know that you're not going in and it's just not going to be run, gore, run, gore, run, gore. It's got a really, really legit founded like storyline, which is great. I think that's missing in a lot of horror movies these days. Let's talk about that real quick and then we'll get off my geeking. Great horror movies that have come out in the last few years, which I am just over the moon about. Some of them were sleepers that I didn't expect to be as good as they are. Bigger movies like Talk to Me. That movie is so scary and so OMG. But No One Will Save You on Hulu. Maybe one of the best like alien horror movies.
I'm watching that tonight. I've been wanting to watch that for months. Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. And then oddly, I would not have watched this other than I was like folding clothes and I was just like, I'm just going to turn something on. And I kept getting this recommendation for a Nick Cage movie called Arcadian. And I was it's an apocalyptic movie. I'm just going to turn it on. One, he's barely in the movie, but really good. It's a really good movie. And I was not, I'm wondering if I would have had a different expectation if I didn't go in thinking it was going to be bad, but really impressed by that movie. So
cool.
It's my 2 cents.
I took a look at my letterbox to see what the last horror film I saw, and it was 28 Weeks and 28 Days Later. But this year because my friend let me borrow them because before this month, they were out of print on physical and they were not streaming anywhere. And they were really expensive to buy physical. So if you got them, hang on to them.
Yeah. I don't know the whole story. I'm not going to accurately tell the whole story, but it had something to do when like 20th Century went under and like there was the Disney and Sony where they were trying to figure out. It was one of like the ones that fell through the cracks. Where no one had the rights, I believe. We'll have to look that up and like confirm it. But I have a DVD. It was never put on Blu-ray, I don't think. Was it?
Both of them, yeah, because both of them were on Blu-ray. Those are the harder ones to find.
Yeah.
Right. So now, if you have them, keep them.
Right now, if you don't mind commercials, Pluto has 28 days for free. And then if you have Hulu, it has 28 weeks. So,
all right. As you said, we will look it up. And I did.
And you can rent or buy now digitally, which is great.
All right. So according to Wikipedia, trust at your own risk. In February 2024, it was revealed that producer Andrew McDonald had bought back the rights to the film from Disney and Searchlight Pictures, promptly selling it to Sony via Columbia Pictures, along with the upcoming sequel 28 Years Later. In December 2024, following a largely favorable response from the public to the trailer for 28 Years Later, Sony announced that it would be making 28 Days Later available to purchase on digital and rental platforms on December 18th.
That's awesome.
So it doesn't get any more physical there. Sorry, Kyle, but it is digital.
I love it. Yeah, like, but that is, I mean, what was the date? 2024?
Yeah.
Before that, like, if you were in the pandemic and you just wanted to watch you wanted to watch Infection, you couldn't. It took a lot of work to find.
Yeah.
I was talking to a new friend about horror films, and they recommended a movie to me that I'd never heard of, but was cool. Is, you know, they say it when you look up a movie on a streaming play, it says, if you like this, you'd like blah, 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 blah. They said recommend. And a movie that nobody I know of that has ever heard of, this was Coherence, was in there. And that's one of my favorite movies. And it's not really horror. It's like a sci-fi thriller. And it was on, and I'm like, all right, this movie might be good. This one that they're recommending to me then. And it's called, let me know if you've seen it, The Endless.
Oh, is that with the two brothers?
Yes.
Yes, that's a good movie.
Yeah, it's like a time loop movie. Yes, very good. So highly recommend for anybody out there looking for a movie. It's on Peacock, so you can find it on a streamer. When they recommended it, they said Endless, and I found Endless, and it was on Amazon. I started watching, I've told this story a couple times now. I started watching it on Amazon, and it's this movie about these college-age kids that are in love, and one's about to go off to the grad school or something. I don't remember exactly. But it's played by The Flash's girlfriend from the Snyderverse, I believe, if I remember right, played by Iris West, the actress that was going to play Iris West. But it's about this couple and how they get into a car accident and her boyfriend dies. But he's stuck in quote unquote the middle or purgatory. And I'm like, I thought they were talking about movies with time loops. There's no time loops in this movie. What's happening here? I got like halfway through. I'm like, yeah, this isn't the right movie. I'm like, this is not. I finished it because I was half. I already made the effort. It wasn't a terrible movie, but as far as romantic things go, I wasn't feeling it at the moment. Yeah, if you want a romantic movie about deaths and you're not afraid of car accidents, which I get a little PTSD from car accidents and movies and stuff, but you check it out. Endless, just straight up the word Endless on Amazon.
Oh.
But the movie I'm recommending to you is The Endless. Go watch that. That is fantastic. That was a deep cut, I think. But even though it did very well, it's highly rated film. Well,
I'll throw one out there if you guys haven't seen it. It's on Netflix, but The Block Island Sound. Mm. Very small indie movie. It's a little bit of a slow burn, but there are moments in it where you're like, ooh, that's a little bit creepy. And I think it pays off at the end really well. So that's a good Netflix one. And what was the one I was just thinking of that was really good? My brain stopped. I'll come back. There was another one I just saw that I was like, that. Oh, it's going to drive me crazy. But The Block Island Sound is a good one on Netflix. It's basically an island in kind of the Upper East Coast. And a girl has to go back and figure out why her dad's acting weird. And it's her and her brother who's kind of a mess up. And they're trying to figure out what's going on this island, that weird stuff's happening. So,
all right. Sounds good. I'll check it out. I just put it on my Netflix queue.
Oh, one more. I know what it is now. All right.
She got real excited.
The Oddity on, I believe it's on Hulu right now. It's definitely on Shudder. It's basically about kind of a woman that can like pull things from objects. It has this like wooden doll in it that's really creepy, but great scary movie. That had it has scenes in it too where I may have jumped a bit. So
the other movie you recommended, just so everybody knows, No One Can Save You, is available on Hulu or Disney Plus if you have Disney Plus, because Hulu and Disney Plus are connected. So you can check that out there. That's what I'll be doing later this evening. Well,
what have you been up to?
Me? Just living mostly. I haven't been to the theater too much, just other than the tentpole comic book movies that I have to see. What was the last one? What would the last one be? Captain America, I think.
Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts. Yes, you are right. Thunderbolts, of which I, and this is no fault of the movie, slept through almost all of it. It was a rough go for me at the theater that day. Kyle knows recently I'll fall asleep at least for 10 or 15 minutes in a movie because I'm an old man now, apparently. But that's actually
being worked on with vitamins. Too.
Doing much better these days. I'm not drifting off during movies anymore. That's a vitamin B deficiency, we'll call it. I don't know why I'm telling anybody this ridiculous knowledge. Trying to get myself into video games, not into them, but to play, sit down and play the ones I want to play and beat. Now that I have a little extra time on my hands these days. So I'm trying to kind of go through my backlog. I want to finish Red Dead Redemption 2, like side quests I didn't finish. Again, this game is like 20 years old now. Probably not 20, but it's old. If you've never played it, play this game. If you don't know anything about video games, just sit down and play it. It is one of the most beautiful games ever. And the story is so good. And it's easy to play. If you can put it on easy mode if you need to. You can even slow down time when you're shooting, so that way you can aim and everything, and that helps you out. Play it for the story alone and how beautiful the game is. Even if you don't like the company that makes it because they're dumb and they take forever to make their video games, and they're not too bad. Rockstar's okay, but they take forever to make their games. They're two games that anybody actually likes. I'm excited to go back into that world. I love that world. I want to finish Cyberpunk. I didn't finish that yet. And then I got to go back to the Switch, not the Switch 2. I didn't rush out to get one. I want one, but I'll wait because also I'm broke, so there's no affording a Switch 2 in my house. But unless I go and rob one of these semi-trucks that are being robbed for all the Switch 2s. Guys that are selling Switch 2s on the black market, you know I can just walk into Target and get one. Regular price. You're not making, yep. I mean, you're making money because you stole it, but why risk it? I mean, you're not going to make money over the price of the damn thing. No Switch 2 in my house. But yeah, I got to beat the newest Zelda. I haven't even touched Tears of the Kingdom. Every time I sit down to play it, I want to play baseball. So I play baseball because I can kind of shut my brain off and throw baseball pitches and hit baseballs with a bat. And it's just a lot of fun to do. But if you want to, I might be going live again on Twitch. So twitch.tv/DJClark21. You can find me there. Kyle, do you ever jump on the Twitch anymore?
Nope.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Do you guys record your podcast live?
We do record our podcast live. It's streamed on YouTube, I think, and on Facebook.
Kick hasn't come knocking at your door yet?
I don't want anything to do with Kick.
Why not? They pay really well, apparently.
No, they haven't. Nothing has been done. I mean, as of tomorrow, we'd be recording episode 2 of our podcast. So it's not, we haven't like done much in those terms, but no, we do. We are. I don't know where I was going.
I'll ask you at the end of the show for your credits.
Good, because that'll give me time to get them all.
There you go. Get organized with all your many projects. Bless you, producer in the background. If the microphone picked that up. Let's see. What else am I into? I'm trying to read more. I got a Kindle last year, so I've been uploading my Kindle with all kinds of books and things that I want to read, including lots of Star Wars books. I love Star Wars books. I'm very excited for every little morsel of news I get for the Buffy reboot that's happening. Every little bit of every actor that's coming out and saying they've either yes or no been reached out to come back. I will say I do hate, this might get me in trouble with the Buffy community. I love when fans find something that I love and it's brand new for a new generation or whatever. What do they call it? Gatekeeping? When you're like a fan of like an OG fan and new fans come in and they're like, oh, you guys don't know what it is to be a real fan. Like Metallica fans that were getting mad because people were coming to it because of Stranger Things. And they're like, no, dude, be happy they found Metallica through Stranger Things. Like, what's the problem here? But no, these fans that are finding Buffy now, I love it. It's great. While the showrunner, there's some problems there. The show is still great. I think it's still timeless. It does have a look of an era, which is fine to me, but I think the stories and the metaphors and everything are still timeless. But the people that are coming back from it are all, am I supposed to like Xander? I hate Xander. Xander sucks. Yes, that character archetype is dated. You can't have a boy that's obsessed with Buffy act that way in life or in fiction. That's just, it's not okay. But you got to remember, this is a different time. It doesn't make it okay, but that's how pop culture was kind of a thing. That's how it kind of was written. That's how it was a behavior. It's not acceptable. I'm not dismissing that by any means. He's not a perfect character. He's absolutely flawed. But it bothers me because I love Xander so much. Maybe I won't. I haven't rewatched it in a while. I used to rewatch it every year. But maybe if I rewatch it, I won't love him so much because that does happen. But I can say this much. Willow will still not be my favorite character. And it's not because she's gay. It's because she's Willow and she annoys the crap out of me sometimes. I'm rewatching Firefly right now, though, because I love Firefly. And there was Firefly news. James Marsters, who plays Spike on Buffy, and then he's been on Doctor Who, or no, Torchwood, not Doctor Who. He's everywhere. James Marsters is a fantastic actor. He was asked about, if he's going to be in the reboot, and no. He came out and said, if Firefly had continued, Joss had written Spike to show up in the Firefly world. Like, they would go to a bar somewhere on some planet, and Spike would just be sitting there kicking back at a seat, drinking a beer or whatever, and they would come in there, there'd be a fight that breaks out, and just the camera would go to Spike, and it'd be like, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And like that would happen, and Spike would become part of the cast at some point. I'm like, what the hell is this? Wait, Fox, I hate you more now. Why are you canceling my show? Like, I could have gotten Spike in the future in space. Are you kidding me? I need it now. I need it in comic books. I don't care. Like, I don't care. I need it. I have to have it. Even though Alan Tudyk couldn't be on the show anymore, I still need it. Like, I just, makes me sad inside that I'll never get any more Firefly. Nathan Fillion, just buy it already. It's too late. He's too busy making cop shows and having bowl cuts.
Yeah.
So that was my segue. That was actually a planned segue. Look at that. We're going to wrap up things soon here, but I want to talk about movies we're excited about for the rest of this year. We're at the halfway point of the year. We got movies that are coming out, and I can see typing happening. I meant to send over show notes to these guys last night, and it's my fault. I failed on that part. You can be rest assured these shows will be a little more organized in the future. We will have themed episodes. We're going to try to go back to October being all about the spooky, the paranormal, the scary. Every episode that we do in October or around Halloween will be Halloween-based. We love doing that. We all love that time of year, so we will do that as well. There will be themed episodes about movies that are coming up. We do a 101 to get you ready for comic book characters that you might not know that are coming into movies or storylines that are being introduced that might be adapted. We won't do those too regularly right now because I know there is some comic book overload, but we still love it, and we know that you guys do too, so we're going to talk about it as well. I also want to do say real quick, there's been two episodes out right now. I don't know if you've seen them yet, but Revival is finally on TV. I'm so geeked up for this. I've been talking about this show since I met Tim at C2E2, our first year at C2E2, 6-7 years ago. Like, they've been talking about this TV show forever, and it finally is on television. There's two episodes now. It's on Sci-Fi.
And it has Wynonna Earp.
Yeah, right.
Wynonna's still got huge love in my heart for Wynonna. Or McMurray. Mrs. McMurray.
David James Elliott in it too. Well, I haven't seen such Jag, and I'm like, what have you been doing?
This guy just admitted he watched Jag.
Yeah,
totally just threw it in there.
Nothing wrong with that. I watched Jag. I watched it with my parents.
Who was the lead character on Jag? Was it the dude from Miami Vice?
No, David James Elliott.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
We also throw in though in Revival, it's got Steve Ogg.
It does have Steve Ogg. Yes, it does. Steve Ogg. And then later, I don't know how much later, but CM Punk's going to show up.
Yes, I saw a picture of him on set. It looks fantastic.
I will I will also throw out to it that this is maybe one of the better quality filmed show sci-fi's have put.
Yes, it looks so good.
It looks really good. Usually it has that like old CW feel to it, you know.
Yeah,
where,
yeah.
But this one looks pretty top shelf.
No, I'm only halfway through the first episode, and I'm very excited to finish and get an episode two. I'm like, no, I need a couple episodes to build up before I start. Like, I want to binge a few in a row.
I did start reading the comic, like, the day before it premiered, and then I stopped, and then I read it again. They definitely do change some things in the first episode compared to the first issue, but it does end off on that big cliffhanger, and I'm like, all right, let's continue on this. Let's more Wisconsin based shows. I also did start reading Something Is Killing the Children.
Yeah, I knew she was going to react like that. I knew she was going to react like
Netflix. I'm on Netflix has the script. It is it is being developed.
Yep. I have book two for that one, but I haven't started that one. I finish Revival, then I'll go to Something's Killing the Children, volume two.
I will throw out there that Erica Slaughter is the best comic character in the world. She is amazing. I love her so much.
They'll never make it. I'd still like a hack slash TV show or movie, but that's way too R-rated and almost X-rated. But her clothes would not work on television.
Related conversation piece, though. I want to give perks out to Apple because every screen adaptation they're doing, I think they're nailing it. They did awesome with Dark Matter, in my opinion. They're doing great with the Wool series with the Silo. And then Murderbot. I get so excited when there's a new episode of Murderbot. So
I haven't started that one yet.
Oh, but
you go to all their original shows, like, and movies. It's just so good. Like, even adaptations, like you said, but like Severance, Shrinking. That's Shrinking another good one. And you got, I mean, I'll never stop rewatching Ted Lasso for as long as I live. I will watch that show until I die.
They have a new one that's supposed to be like Ted Lasso with golf.
But golf, yeah.
That I haven't watched yet, but it looks like it could be really good.
Stick, yeah, that looks pretty good.
Is that the Owen Wilson one?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to watch Your Friends and Neighbors. That looks good. But I recently just watched The Gorge, and that was really good.
Oh.
I like that too, yeah. I was surprised. It didn't go the direction I thought it was gonna go, and I was
Me too. They went to it quicker than I thought they would. Like, I thought it was gonna build up a lot longer.
I haven't read the series yet, but everybody that I know who has says that Slow Horses, they're doing a great job in bringing the books to life. I think they're going into
season five
now. Yeah. Wow. Gary Oldman. Can't do wrong.
Until he does. No. So my segue 20 minutes ago. Movies that we're all looking forward to that are coming out soon. The most recent one is Superman. Previously titled Superman Legacy, now just Superman. Also, they have changed Supergirl. Woman of Tomorrow is now just Supergirl. They're kind of making some changes as they go along. So this is James Gunn. This is his first real film entry into his universe for the DC Comics universe, cinematic universe, whatever you want to call it. The Gunverse, I don't know if they have a name for it officially. I think they're just calling it DCU. Yeah. You're the expert. I got a Green Lantern podcast. I should just ask you.
It is that Lanterns is part of the DCU, so yes.
Yeah, I know. I get it. You're the expert. I get it.
Yeah. Can't tell.
There's a little bit of bitterness in my tone when I talk to him about his other podcast. When all of a sudden one day I'm doing my normal scroll on TikTok, and what do I see but this bastard cheating on us with another person talking about Green Lanterns? We don't even do TikToks yet. So Superman, that comes out July, the first week of July, I think. The first full week of July, July 11th. And Kyle and I, in different theaters with different people, are seeing it on July 8th for an early early screening. They offered that through Fandango, Prime. I believe. So it's pretty cool. I was able to get that a little bit late to the party, but I was able to jump on that. So Superman starring David Cornsweet, his first time in the trunks. Yes, the trunks are back. Then we got Rachel, how do you say her last name? Brosnahan? Playing Lois Lane.
Sounds right.
Nicholas Holt taking on the Lex the Bald and beautiful Lex Luthor. Boy, I lost my train of thought. Eddie Gathegi, butchering his name and I apologize, will be the newest Mr. Terrific in live action adaptation. And again, we'll do a podcast. We won't before then. Sorry. We would get you ready for some of these characters, but we're not going to be recording before that. But after the movie comes out, we will likely review it, and we can kind of go a little bit in depth into some of these characters' comic book versions after you see them on the big screen. Anthony Carrigan, who's been all over comic book television and film, is going to be playing Metamorpho, aka Rex Mason. Nathan Fillion, that was our segue that from before, is going to be, for the first time ever, in live action form, right? 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 Correct me if I'm wrong.
You are wrong.
No, I'm not.
You're right. It is the first time that he's playing this character.
No. Guy Gardner.
In live action.
Guy Gardner is for the first time ever in live action form.
Okay, yes, that route. Yes. Yeah. I thought you were going to be like, oh, yeah, this is the first time Nathan Fillion's actually playing a Green Lantern.
No. He's voiced Hal Jordan in DC cartoons. Yep. But yes, Nathan Fillion will be playing Guy Gardner, a Green Lantern, with red hair and a bowl cut. And then James Gunn says he only did that to get Nathan Fillion in the bowl cut. And there's some fun scenes about that. And then Isabella Marquette is Hawk Girl. That is the third iteration of her being in live action form. First on Legends of Tomorrow. And then she was just recently in Black Adam. Right?
No,
Hawkman?
This is the second time she's been in live action.
So for whatever reason, I thought she made an appearance in, I don't know, a flashback.
Black Adam was Hawkman.
Yeah. Frank Grillo is also in this movie from the Marvel Universe. Sorry, we're boring Jenny right now, but I'll get briefly move on here. Because we're not going to talk about this again before the movie comes out. He had been previously in the MCU as a bad guy in the Captain America movies. And now he is here as a member of Argus, reprising his voice role as Rick Flagg Sr. from the HBO Max show Creature Commandos. This is part of the thing that's happening with the DC universe, which is awesome, is if you're in a cartoon show that's linked to the universe, you are likely going to play that character in the physical form in live action. How awesome is that?
Mm-hmm.
And they've already done that. Alan Tudyk is going to be Clayface.
No.
Yes. Yes.
He might voice Clayface, but they just casted someone for Clayface. That guy
was casted for Matt Reeves's,
which I thought was part of it, but I'm wrong. I could be.
Matt Reeves, Batman, the Batman, Robert Pattinson is not involved in the DCU. It is his own thing. Correct. Let's make that clear, guys. It's going to annoy a lot of people. I understand that. I'm kind of annoyed by it. I would like it to be together, but I also love that it's separate because I loved that movie. That was a good movie. Jen, what were your thoughts of the Batman? Did you like it?
I liked the Batman. I thought it was okay. I liked Penguin, though, on HBO.
Yes.
I really liked that one. I liked the fact that it took kind of a mob story and put it in Gotham, you know, like gave it a universe where, you know, everything was after the Batman, basically.
Right.
I thought was really, really smart. I'm excited to see what Gunn does with the universe. So he hasn't upset me yet. So I'm hoping he stays on track.
Oh, he's upset me in the way that he makes me cry as a grown man in a movie theater surrounded by others when I watch Guardians of the Galaxy every time. All three of them, you bastard. I still get a little tear in my eye when Florence the Machine comes on the radio. So yeah, real quick, also in the movie, just I'll go comic book characters. The Engineer is a character that's going to be in this movie. And that's also, I believe, going to appear in the film called The Authority, which we'll cover that later. That's much later in their plans. Supergirl is going to be in it, I believe, introduced in the movie, if I remember correctly. And then Maxwell Lord is being played by James Gunn's brother, Sean Gunn, last played by Peter Facinelli in the Arrowverse and on Supergirl, and Pedro Pascal in Wonder Woman 1984. Our boy Pedro. Mm-hmm. We also will be getting some love this summer, and we'll talk about Fantastic Four probably at one point in this conversation before we wrap up. But yeah, Michael Rooker is also going to be in the movie. So is Alan Tudyk as a voice of the Superman robots.
And Bradley Cooper.
Yes, Bradley Cooper and Grace Chan as well. Michael Rosenbaum is in the movie in an undisclosed role. But he's also very close friends with James Gunn. So not only does he have the former Lex Luthor tie, but also he's one of James Gunn's boys. And then, of course, a dog actor, which I don't see the name of the dog here. But Crypto will make his debut in a live action film in this movie. So for all you dog folks that want to see a good boy, you're going to miss out because he's not a good boy. He is a bad, bad dog in this movie. they based his behavior on James Gunn's dog is what he said. So if you've seen the trailer, you know what we're talking about. He's a very playful dog that does not listen to Clark. But Superman's the first big comic book geek movie that's coming out this summer. So I'm pretty excited for it. I'm looking forward to see how they build this universe, what it looks like, what they're doing with this already formed Justice Society or whatever that's already there, whatever they're calling it. I'm just throwing that name out there. There's already a group of heroes that exist in this world. And it looks like this, we're not going to get an origin story, which is perfectly okay to me. Mm-hmm. We don't need Superman's origin. We don't need Batman's origin. We don't need Spider-Man's origin anymore. We got it.
Can I also throw out that I love who they cast for his dad? Like, it just feels more realistic than let's get the hottest guy on television. He's going to be the dad, you know? So I do like the cast, and that actor's awesome. So,
yeah, like Kevin Costner, fine choice. But yeah, right.
As if our devices were listening to each other. I just got a tweet from Superman about securing my spot in a theater to go see it.
Don't they know you already have a ticket?
They must not.
Somehow they should know. Oh, and Wendell Pierce, one of my favorite actors who doesn't really ever get big main roles. He's going to be playing Perry White.
And then I'm excited to see what he does with that role.
The usual Daily Planet cast, Jimmy Olsen, Steve Lombard, Cat Grant, and Ron Trope are going to all be there.
And Miss Tessmacher
on Lex's side. Not part of the Daily Planet, but yes, she will be there. And Otis is going to be in there. Lex Luthor's henchman, main henchman.
I wonder if they're going to play him off as a dumb character, or he's, you know, like played straight.
I don't know. I hope he's dumb. Just keep him dumb.
as long as he gets Otisburg.
So that's that and Fantastic Four are high on my list. I'll keep it to the summer for right now. That's just for me. Jenny, what are you looking forward to? There are movies that are coming out, or even a show that might be restarting if you want to go that route.
Well, the shows that I love are already on. And the movie I was most excited about came out last night. So I'm good there. I'm actually getting excited for the fall because my big one is Del Toro's Frankenstein. Cannot wait for Frankenstein. Like, it can't get here soon enough. So I'm just going to stumble through the summer and get excited for November.
There you go. All right. Fair enough. And Kyle.
Aside from Superman and Fantastic Four, those tickets are already got Jurassic World Rebirth at the start of the dumb month, so it's like one after another going to the theater for that one. And I don't remember any other of the movies that are coming out this year, which sucks. Let me see. Don't have to pull up a list for it, but I'm sure once I see like some trailers, I know the Phoenician deal, the Wes Anderson movie. That one looks great. I do want to go see that eventually. But Jenny was just like, something triggered. Go.
Weapons. I don't know when the release is, but Weapons looks awesome.
Which is set in the same universe as The Barbarian.
Yeah.
Which was a great horror film.
So good. So yeah. Not coming out, already out. I forgot to mention earlier on that top shelf greatest things I've seen lately. If you have not seen Predator Killers of Killers on Hulu, holy moly, that cartoon is phenomenal.
I have to wait for my friend so that we both can see it, because we've seen all the other Predator movies, so it's just like a thing that we have to do together.
It's just beautiful. Like,
and then, no, Predator Badlands is coming out this year. Yes.
Mission Impossible, Fallout, or whatever, Dead Reckoning.
Dead Reckoning. Also, Alien Earth is controversial with my friend group about it, because it's like, why did it need to happen when we have Prometheus and everything? But the premise of it actually makes a lot more sense now, because it's all android based and not humans.
They officially have now said that it is in the canon of Blade Runner, which makes this one
really
really
what?
Yeah. Alien is in, so Prometheus and all of that is in canon with Blade Runner. So
Blade Runner and Alien is the same universe.
Well, so we got 2049. So this is definitely after this. I think Alien Earth is like in 2090 something.
I gotta go back and rewatch Blade Runner.
Yeah, that's something I've been meaning to do this year too. Is do Blade Runner, the final cut, and then Blade Runner 2049. Back to back. This is something I haven't done before.
All right, real quick. This is the list of movies coming out from July through August, we're just sticking to the summer.
Wait, real quick. I wanted to make sure that I'm not speaking out of turn. So it is not officially confirmed, but
okay.
Ridley Scott keeps fueling the idea.
Okay. Just like in Predator Badlands, the trailer for it, you actually saw Wayoon, that company's logo, and you had an android or synth in there as well. So
God, you guys got to watch Killers.
Gearing up for maybe another Predator versus Aliens thing. Cause we all know how well those movies did.
Here's the combined universe that you probably already thought about and considered. All of J.J. Abrams' work is combined universes. That includes Cloverfield.
New Cloverfield film is coming out.
Cloverfield movies, all combined. Mission Impossible movies he's done, Star Trek, not the Star Wars ones, those are separate.
Super 8.
But then also, you think about the monsters that are in some of those movies and stuff like that. How terrifying can it be on Felicity?
All right,
we're moving on. Jurassic Park, Jurassic World, Rebirth, Kyle brought up. The Old Guard 2, Heads of State, Dora and the Search for Sol Dorado. Excuse me, I have a lot of saliva in my mouth, apparently. Kill the Jockey, Pretty Thing, Zombies 4, Dawn of the Vampires. That's a Disney thing. Superman, Madea's Destination Wedding, Sovereign, Smurfs, I Know What You Did Last Summer, Eddington.
I am glad that they're doing I Know What You Did Last Summer as a continuation and not a reboot. So
me too.
I will throw that in there.
Yes. The Fantastic Four, First Steps. Here's one for me. Happy Gilmore 2 on Netflix on the 25th of July. The Home. Osiris. I'm just listing movies in case they pop out to you guys. Some of these I've never heard of before. Together, The Bad Guys 2, starring Sam Rockwell, one of my favorites. The Naked Gun, very excited about that. She Rides Shotgun, My Oxford Year, The Pickup Sketch. Did I already go into September? Right, no, I'm just starting August. Okay. Weapons, Freakier Friday, Fixed Nobody 2 with Bob Odenkirk. Americana. Hell House LLC. Okay. Honey Don't. Eden, Splitsville, Lurker, Trust, The Thursday Murder Club, Caught Stealing, The Roses, and, oh, rounding out August, The Toxic Avenger with Peter Dinklage.
Yep. Oh, you gotta see the teaser they put out for it. It's gonna Kevin be Bacon. It's gonna be fun.
Kevin, who's later Kevin this Bacon? Year
be- Go ahead. Sorry.
Tron Ares later this year.
Yes, yep, yep. And another Conjuring movie too.
Yep. Ah, the final one. Yes.
Oh, and Spinal Tap 2.
And I know this
one. I'm less interested about that one.
That's because you're young. Oh, yeah, Strangers Chapter 2, Jen. That'll be good.
I have tried all of the continuations of the Strangers movie franchises, and they kind of all fall short. Suck. But the first one is gold. It is absolute gold. One of the best horror movies ever made.
That's the Liv. Yeah. That's the Liv Tyler, right?
Just horrible. So, I know this is until next year, but the biggest excitement I've had though, and I'm more, I haven't been this scared of a movie in quite some time, but Spaceballs.
I'm very excited though. I'm very excited.
I'm worried.
I'm worried about it, but I'm also excited
but
for
it. Still, it's still Man, Mel Brooks, though. It's not like it's somebody else. It's Mel Brooks.
Right. I'm worried about Mel Brooks. That's what I'm worried about.
Oh, never be worried. He's going to save us all. I thought maybe you were going to say
Black Phone. That's not what I'm worried about.
I thought you were going to say Black Phone, too.
I mean, yeah. I enjoyed the first Black Phone.
I'm very excited about Tron Ares.
Black Phone, though, was like, you know, there was some ghosts in it, but it was a serial killer.
Yeah,
This one looks like The Conjuring meets like Nightmare on Elm Street. Like, I'm not quite sure the direction they're going with the second one, but we'll see.
I mean, I'm looking forward to Tron Ares. I kind of hope they bring back at some point, if they're going to keep going with these. I want them to bring back his son and Olivia Wilde's character. I love Legacy. I'll defend that movie. I did some beautiful movie. One, the soundtrack is not my kind of music, but it still hits. And it's just a fun movie, I think. But yeah, we're trying to raise, and this is going to piss people off, starring Jared Leto, Greta Lee, Evan Peters, Hasan Minhaj, Jodie Turner Smith, Arturo Castro, Cameron Monaghan, Gillian Anderson, Jeff Bridges, again, posthumously, right? Because Jeff Bridges has passed. Is that right?
Still alive.
Is he? Okay. That's one of those ones that you thought you heard about, and, you know. I'm glad I'm wrong. You know what?
It was William Hurt. You might be thinking of William Hurt.
Maybe. Or maybe I'm just thinking because of how they de-aged him in Legacy. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. CGI work. Anyway, so yeah, there's just a bunch of movies that are coming up. We're going to wrap things up. We're going to drink.
Real quick, with that, here is a hot take. Is the fastest way to, like, get me uninterested in a movie or interested in a movie is when they cast somebody good or cast somebody bad. And I was excited when I heard they were doing that. And then when I heard the casting, I was like, ugh. So I hope it's good. I'm going to keep high hopes, but I'm just like,
to me, when I saw he was cast in Blade Runner, I'm like, okay, that's kind of the perfect world for him, for that kind of person he is. And then when he got cast as Tron, I'm like, yes, that's a perfect fit for him. As far as that world, it seems like it's like his kind of world in his brain of like creativity, knowing who I know a lot about, you know, because of his music. I love his music. Well, not his more recent music, but. Which they're saying they're going to return to rock, and I hope they do. yes, he is a controversial figure in pop culture. And any controversy you have,
one note.
What's that? Oh God! Have you not seen Urban Legend?
I'm just being a jerk. I'm just being a jerk. Life? I'm sorry.
No, I know. You're fine. You're fine. What about Fight Club? He was in Fight Club. We got to see him die. Or no, that's in American Psycho. You got to see him die.
Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah.
He's really good in that. And he's good in Called Life. I mean, I grew up
the one. One of the Nick Cage movies I'll admit to liking, Lord of War. He's good in that movie.
Oh yeah. And how could we forget about Morbius? Come on now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's morbid time.
I hate that.
Never said in the film.
Say. Yeah. Some clever TikToker or social media person came up with. Anyway. All right. We're going to wrap things up here. We want to try to keep our episodes to roughly about an hour, maybe a little more. We don't want to give you guys too much to digest and have to keep coming back and starting and stopping. I want to give us something for the ride home, for the workout at the gym, whatever you're doing, playing video games, and need something in the background. However you consume your podcast, which I'm sure you have thousands of. So if you made it this far in this episode, thank you so much for hanging out with us. You can find us at AtomicKingdom.com. All of our links are there for everything, our social media. You can find us on YouTube if you want to watch these. If you listen to us through the podcast feed, if you want to watch us and see everyone else's beautiful visages, beautiful pictures in live action motion and see all the figures behind Kyle and see if you can name all of them. You probably can't because I doubt he could just by looking at it the way you were looking at it. There's some shadows, so I don't know if you can see all of them clearly. But anyway, he does have some out-of-box and in-box, so he does let them breathe, as they say. Is there a rhyme or reason to the ones you keep in the box, real quick, before we wrap up?
No. Yes, space. Space.
Yes, of course. Fair enough. I've opened all mine in lieu of space to make more space to get rid of
it. It is off screen, but there is a, like you, CM Punk, like,
oh, yes.
Shelf.
Speaking of, they've been ordered, my friend.
The ultimate.
The most recent one that was announced.
The
ECW Ultimate.
Oh, okay.
I didn't order the new Ultimate from Ringside yet, though.
Okay.
I figured there'll be some time on that one. The Michelle Creations one, I figured I needed right away. This is off-air stuff. Yes, so YouTube, you can see us on our episode. We may get to a point where we stream these live as we're recording them, so you guys can actually chime in while we're talking. We'll see you in the chat, and we can answer your questions or talk about what you want us to talk about. We want to be as interactive with you guys as humanly possible, because that is why we started this. We started this to have conversations with you guys, to talk about the things that we love. That's why my original plan for this was to talk about the things I love with the people I know and are friends with, and also get into friendly debates. We do that a lot here about the things we like and don't like, Batman v Superman. These are just things that we talk about. And, oh, we lost Jenny. Hopefully she comes back. In the meantime, at Atomic Geekdom on all your social medias. There's the video. That's back. Okay. I don't know what happened there, but we're good. At Atomic Geekdom on all social media. You can find us there, Instagram, Twitter, or X, pardon me, Instagram, what I said that, Facebook, TikTok, I believe, when we start using it, just at Atomic Geekdom. The Threads, I think we have a Threads account. I'm not sure how that's different.
Blue Sky,
the new Twitter.
Not on X anymore, and not posting much to Facebook, but we are on a lot, some TikTok. A shout out too for some things coming up. We've got some really cool interviews scheduled. Matt is cranking through his stack of books, so stay tuned for some more reviews. And we've got, going into the summer cons, fall, we've got the Halloween stuff coming up. So a lot of good action happening on our website. Shout out to Matt for that. Brandon, who's been handling a lot of our socials. It's got a good team over here doing it.
Yeah, there are not a lot. There's a handful of moving pieces behind the scenes, moving parts that behind the scenes I get taken care of that if I were to have to do it, I would fall apart again. I can't do social media, kids. It's just not for me. I'll read it. I cannot post on it. But anyway, so please check us out, subscribe. If you did watch us on YouTube, give us a like and subscribe if you don't mind. Get that, as they say, that thumbs up button if you don't mind. Rate, review us on all the places if you can. 5 stars would be great. Doesn't hurt you. It only hurts us if you do anything less. There's no reason to hurt us. We didn't do anything to you. We love you. Tell your friends if you enjoyed our show. Spread the word. Hang out with us. And let us know if you want to hear us talk about something. You know, just hit us up on any of the social medias. We'll talk about it for you. We'll talk about it with you. Bring a comment or two with you, and we'll talk about it. We'll bring you up on the show, and we'll discuss. So we're gonna try to do at least 2 of these a month right now, and go from there. If there's a sudden outcry for more, we'll look into that, and we'll reassess things as we go on through Christmas. But for the remainder of the year, we're looking at 2 episodes a month to fit into our busy life schedules going forward. At DJ Clark 21 is on my socials if you want. I got nothing going on, so that's all pretty blank. That's not meant to be depressing. It's just true. I don't post much. Jenny, if anybody wants to follow or find you.
At Robbie Art, or on Blue Skies, I am Robbie Art.
R-O-B-I-A-R-T. Kyle, go ahead and plug your crap.
I will. For me personally, at Kyle Krause 89 on almost all the socials. I even think Blue Sky, even though I really need to start using that again. Yeah, it is at Kyle Krause 89. Look at that synergy. For Lanterns TV Talk on Instagram, at Lanterns TV on YouTube, it is youtube.com/@LanternsTVTalk. And you can also www.lanternstvtalk.com. That's got all of our other socials for that too. And we look forward to having you in our chat. We also got a Discord for that as well. Lanterns TV Talk, search for that if you want to come and join and talk about lanterns and comics and whatnot.
And whatnot.
We don't have a whatnot.
What?
That was supposed to be a joke. Whatnot? It's like, never mind. Go
it,
on.
I get it. I got the joke. All right. Well, yes, again, thank you so much for hanging out with us for this hour. We'll be back very, very soon to talk about more things in the geek world. Take care of yourself. Take care of a friend. Ask a friend you haven't talked to in a long time how they're doing. Strike up a little conversation. Being social is hard. I know. Trust me. They'll appreciate it. You'll feel good afterwards. And do something nice for someone you don't know. If you feel comfortable doing that, don't hurt yourself. But yes, we will be back very soon. Kyle, Jenny, thank you for hanging out as well, taking time out of your busy days. I'm going to go jump in a pool somewhere. I don't know where. I don't know whose pool. It'll be very awkward, but it's going to happen. Also, go Brewers. 11 no-hit innings for our rookie pitcher. outstanding, young man. Mm-hmm. He turned one guy into a pretzel on a strike. It was amazing. Yep. I had to throw it out there. I have to, because it was such an outstanding performance. I've never seen anything like it in my life. But very cool. Anyway, thank you all so much. Take care of each other and be good. And we'll see you soon. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.